This audio program is presented by Audible.com. Audible. Audio that speaks to you wherever you are.
Although teachers had, in the past, not without great reluctance, humored me and my predilection for long sentences, sentences whose labyrinthine syntax meandered circuitously through subordinate clauses, appositives, prepositional phrases, and humorously incongruous similes that stuck like the head of a weasel out of the breast pocket of a satin smoking jacket, I remain to this day the only kid in my high school to be ever unjustly sent to the principal's office for crimes against grammar. It was not until my sophomore year, a year otherwise entirely forgetful, when I first met and had as my English teacher the formidable and much discussed Mrs. Dorothea Dickens, a woman every bit as Victorian as her name suggests, and from whom children, and not a small number of adults, I bet, would hide for fear of being scolded to speak with clarity, that I felt encouraged to forge sentences that would take my readers on such tortuous walks through the forests of my imagination, that even Hansel and Gretel could not mark their merry way with crumbs, the sheer size of the loaf of bread necessary to produce the requisite number being far too heavy for both of them to carry together.